Drivers across the country may soon be filling their tanks with fuel made partially from corn. A provision in the Senate energy bill, now being debated, would require gas refiners to triple their use of corn-based ethanol. The ethanol mandate would be a boon to farmers, but some states say it would not solve their pollution problems. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Back in 1990, Congress passed a new clean air law. It directed all cities and regions with smog problems to switch to a new blend of gas for cars. Refiners were told the new fuel must have oxygen added to it because oxygen can help gas burn more cleanly. It sounds simple. Take gas, add oxygen, product cleaner. But it's not that easy. Oxygen molecules don't stick to petroleum, so refiners got to work developing chemical additives that would help the oxygen attach.
The net result was the two additives of choice were methanol through MTBE and ethanol.
Bill Becker heads the Association of State Air Regulators. He explains MTBE quickly came to dominate the national additive market. It was simpler to produce than corn ethanol and easier to transport. So ethanol settled for a small regional market share in the Corn Belt of the Midwest. But in the mid-1990s, troubling reports about MTBE seeping from underground storage tanks began to surface.
MTBE would leak into the water supplies and contaminate the water, cause odor problems,
and cause temporary shutdowns of water facilities. So after several years of studies, the EPA asked oil refiners to phase out MTBE. This was music to the ears of corn farmers. They, together with ethanol producers, have now built the case on Capitol Hill to ramp up ethanol use nationwide. But in this campaign to promote ethanol as the replacement for MTBE, air quality issues have taken a back seat. Remember, the reason these additives were first introduced was to help combat smog. But as it turns out, the environmental record of ethanol is disappointing. Blake Early of the American Lung Association explains under certain conditions, ethanol blended with gas can help reduce emissions. But when the air is warm in summer months, ethanol mixed with gas can do more harm than good.
When you're filling your gas tank and you smell that smell, that's evaporating gasoline. And those fumes go up into the atmosphere and contribute to the overall smog problem in many cities across the country.
And ethanol blends evaporate even more quickly than standard gasoline. This is a big problem for California, one of the smoggiest states in the nation. Officials there are fighting against an ethanol mandate.
We really feel that we would be better off if we were not required to use any oxygen, and that does include ethanol, yes.
That's Jerry Martin of the California Air Resources Board. The old thinking that adding oxygen to fuel improves air quality is now outdated, he says. What has been traditionally done by additives can now be accomplished by the technology built into newer cars' computers.
That computer is able to adjust the air-fuel ratio and other factors in the burning of fuel to eliminate the need of an oxygen in at all.
California air officials are not alone in their opposition to a new ethanol mandate. Gas station owners are lobbying against it. They're concerned a mandate would increase the price of fuel. But none of this is likely to defeat the powerful coalition of ethanol supporters on Capitol Hill. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.